Sound of the rock band Calexico has been described as desert noir, musical equivalent of a Cormac McCarthy novel or the TV show Breaking Bad, for which Calexico has composed music, by the way. The group may be better known in Europe than the United States, though it's become increasingly associated with the city of Tucson, Arizona, where most of Calexico's members live. So to record their new album, first in more than 4 years, they decided to get out of town. NPR's Ted Robbins caught up with the musicians at a rehearsal.
When you're down low, you're playing our melody, but not exactly.
11 a.m. on a weekday, Calexico rehearses for its upcoming tour in a cramped studio on Tucson's south side.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that octave's perfect, too.
The stereotypical musician would just be getting up. But lead singer and songwriter Joey Burns, at least, has been up since dawn with his twin baby girls. Trumpet player Jacob Valenzuela arrives late to the rehearsal, and that's because his washing machine busted and he had to deal with a small flood.
How's the washing machine?
It's broken.
Valenzuela grabs his trumpet as they launch into Splitter, the first single from the new album. Late last year, the musicians left the kids and the appliances to find the space and time to record the new album. It's called Algiers, after the neighborhood in New Orleans where they made it. The song Splitter is about an immigrant in a field by the side of the road, the kind of individual who shows up in a lot of the songs Joey Burns writes.
There's a lot of characters that I think I identify with parts of the road. And especially in the Southwest, you notice these people standing out everywhere you go, kind of looking for a break.
Through the gardens and fields, beneath the tall green grass, you will walk beneath the moon while covering your tracks, working your fingers down to the skin and stone.
Joey Burns got his inspiration for Splitter from a book of stark character studies by the photographer Richard Avedon called The American West. Calexico is tied to the Southwest. It's named after a small town on the California-Mexico border. Tucson embraced the band partly because of how often it's played here in the last few years, at the festival in El Barrio, which benefits Tucson's oldest neighborhood, and at countless other benefits. Calexico's core members, Joey Burns and drummer John Convertino, are not from Tucson, though. Convertino fled Los Angeles in the mid-1990s.
I had been in L.A. for 9 years and saw a lot of spandex and long hair and a lot of people trying to do the same thing. And coming to Tucson, you could see people just having the space and the time to do something different.
Burns also moved from L.A., fell in with local musicians, and gradually fell in love with Tucson.
The feeling that you get when you're just by yourself here is really divine. And the fact that we are a border region, I think, is really exciting. Those are the kind of places that I'm attracted to. I like the mix of cultures and language and styles of life. And I guess the downside would be is that I don't really feel like I am from here. So it's a big honor for me to be thought of in a positive way to this place.
There was a moment this year which embodied the band's connection with Tucson. It was the memorial service on the one-year anniversary of the Tucson shootings. Wounded Democratic Congresswoman Gabby Gifford sat on stage as Calexico played Crystal Frontier, one of Gifford's favorite songs. There'd been speeches, prayers, and candles lit for the 19 shooting victims. Ron Barber, who replaced Giffords in Congress, remembers what was until that point a somber evening.
But I really think when they got on stage and they played, it was really a release that the whole audience needed. You could just hear and see how people responded to them playing that night. And I know Gabby just absolutely loved it because this is really her favorite band too.
We love you.
love you, Gabby. Let's hear your two song. Come on.
Their music makes me happy. It makes me dance.
It's got a strong beat, but happy? Well, maybe in the way that a good mystery makes you happy. But Nancy Barber, Ron Barber's wife, has a more intimate perspective on the musicians than most people. She was a postpartum doula for both John Convertino's children and now Joey Burns' twins.
He's busy, he's gone, and he has these two gorgeous, wonderful little daughters. And twins are hard, and he was there all the time, you know, Nancy, teach me this. How do I do this? You know, just asking all the questions and just so impressed me. And he still does that to this day.
The idea of family seems important in Joey Burns' songs, especially families separated by borders, the U.S. and Mexico. Or in the song Sinner in the Sea off the new album, those stranded by the political divide between Cuba and the U.S.
There's a piano playing on the ocean floor.
There's a piano playing on the ocean floor between Havana and New Orleans.
It's about those people that are trying to get across, you know, and it's about that connection that is, for the time being, is submerged.
There's that theme again, people on a journey. The members of Calexico are on one now, on tour, bringing some dark joy to fans in Europe, then back home in the U.S. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Louise driving a 59.
And you can hear songs from Calexico's new album at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.